This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then what happens? Oh, okay, thank you, DJ. Grant and Danny on the fan. No, Danny. He's at the beach. That's how he is winning off the field. It is time, friends. Bring your A games today. Let's go into the weekend strong. We only get to do this once a week on this show at this point, and we do it for Bruce Allen because at one point in time, the goose of all geese at a podium said these words.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
That's right. So what is an off-field win, you ask? Perhaps you're a first-timer to the old Greg and Dave radio program. Well, welcome. Have a seat. Get comfortable. Would you like an unsweet iced tea? We love that around here. Put a little lemon in it. The way that this works is you figure out something teeny and tiny, mini and a moral victory in your day. Doesn't matter a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. If you get a promotion, too big a deal. You find out the wife's pregnant.
On the field.
You're having a baby, too big a deal.
Winning on the field.
That's right. That's an on-field win. We're looking for off-field wins. You found a dollar in your pocket.
Winning off the field.
Thank you, Bruce. A starburst was left on your desk from yesterday that you didn't anticipate having, and you got to eat it when you came in the morning.
Winning off the field?
Yes, that's an off-field win. Bruce Allen legitimately once said this at Redskins Park. This is a real quote. This is what he said. This is how this segment started. All we did was accept this olive branch of a gift from the team president.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
So let's count up your off-field wins, and let's do it now. And what better day than today? As the great Marv Levy of the Buffalo Bills, royalty in football, 92 years old now. I heard him on the radio on Sirius XM a week ago from the Hall of Fame doing an interview. Awesome guy. One of the nicest guys ever. As he once said, where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Where else would you rather be than listening to Winning Off the Field? I'm ready to go. Let's go to Patrick in St. Mary's. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, Grant. This is, I love your show, man.
Thank you.
I'm winning off the field. I work for Enterprise, and I just took a customer home, and they treated me for breakfast for free.
Whoa.
Winning off the field?
So, wait, you actually do the thing from the commercials where, like, you drive someone where they need to go, you will drop you off thing?
Yes, sir.
Are those awkward conversations, or is it quiet? How does
that
work?
No, really, we actually have a lot of people in my area that listen to your show, so most of the time I only listen to you on the radio, so all we do is talk about your show and 106.7 The Fan.
My
winning
man.
Off the field.
I love Patrick for that. I found out today that my Uber rating is 4.8. Therefore, winning. I am.
Winning off the field.
Thank you. Now, Dar's is 4.9. Dar, better Uber rider than I am.
4.94. Please don't shortchange me.
Oh, you're right. I'm 4.83 for the record. You are 0.11% better than me as an Uber rider. I'd love to know how. I feel like I'm a way nicer guy than you. I definitely am way more talkative to the drivers than you.
I think that's your problem.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't talk.
You think they don't want me to talk to them?
They don't want to talk to you because I have a rating, and I don't want to, you know, get down to the decimal here, but I am 0.01 higher on the rating scale than you are, Grant.
I have the lowest Uber rating of the three of us?
Well, we have to check Danny's. Danny's could be very low.
Oh, I'll bet you Danny's is terrible.
Danny's is probably a 5 because he stays silent the entire time.
That's a good point. There's no chance Danny's ever spoken to any Uber driver he was in the car with. So if mine is low and you're saying it's because I'm talkative, Danny should be maxed out.
Because I'm pretty sure that I had a good rating until I went down to Richmond for a weekend, and the person that I was with did a lot of talking and engaging with the driver and kind of telling him how to get back to the hotel and how you should take this shortcut. And then I checked my rating and it was down to what it is now because I haven't been in an Uber since. So I think it's the talking.
Cue Frank Hanrahan there. Oh, no. That's not how you want your Uber rating to be hindered or hurt by a loud, obnoxious person. Was that Thank you, Frank. Was that person drunk by chance?
I think that we had some beverages, yeah.
Okay. That's going to do it. I have been in an Uber before with buddies, and I just know because of how loud they are, they say something stupid and obnoxious, or they're asking a dumb question. Yep, my rating just went down a couple percentage points.
Oh, no.
But I'm strong at 4.83. Let's go to Eric in Orange. Eric, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you winning off the field?
Hey, Bob. Hello, I'm winning off the field. I'm going to be off for the next 2 weeks. One of those weeks I'll be at the beach. And I get to spend tonight watching Kyle Shanahan coached 49er football. So for that reason, yo soy.
Winning off the field?
My man Kyle Shanahan is at the controls as a head coach for the first time. Actually, you know what? I won't go to a movie tonight. I'll watch preseason football. We got games tonight, don't we? We're going to sling around the National Football League game to game on the NFL Network. I got new plans thanks to that call. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
That's right, Bruce. Tonight, we got the Giants hosting the Steelers. Color me interested. The Bengals hosting the Bucks. 7:30 kickoff. I'm watching Tampa Bay on Hard Knocks. I'm all in on the Bucks this year. 49ers and Kyle Shanahan against Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Three games tonight. And then you got action tomorrow as well. Sean McVay is on the sideline as a head coach for the first time tomorrow. Football's back. So now it's all matinees all the time for movies. Go to Brian in Suitland. Brian, how are you winning off the field?
Hey, Bob.
I didn't have a winning off the field, but I just wanted to comment on the Lyft rating with the Uber rate.
Oh, please, yes, feel free.
I'm a full-time Lyft driver, and I can confirm that we don't really like talk to customers. It's short and sweet. You know, how's your day? Cool.
Oh, I want to have a detailed combo with you. My goal is my fiance gets so mad because she'll text me like when I get where I'm going. She's like, "Hey, did you make it?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then I give her a full report on the driver, so I'll be like, yeah, Brian was my driver. He's got two kids. One's in third grade. I get the life story. I'm doing like a Barbara Walters sit-down, bro.
It all depends on how our day is going. You know what I'm saying? Some days I feel like talking, other days I don't.
That's actually a good point.
Just real quick, man, you took a little shot at Lyft drivers earlier when you said, you know, the people that don't make the team are going to be Lyft drivers a week from now, man. We make pretty good money.
I'm not taking a shot at you. I'm just saying that's a job that they should get. That's a job. By the way, there's nothing wrong with Uber or Lyft drivers.
They also have to keep up their lifestyle.
Correct.
Because he makes so much money that the only way you could afford to be an unemployed football player is to be a Lyft driver.
They might make more driving Uber. If you do Uber and Lyft and you grind, I guarantee you'll make more than they're making at training camp. I guarantee that.
But will they talk to their passengers?
Probably not. No, don't feel like I took a shot at you. I'm on your team here, buddy. I'm pro Uber and Lyft. All I do is ride around in those cars. My point is, it's a job that you can sign up for and get, assuming you've got the right car. And that's what a lot of these guys should be doing when they need a gig, because it'll allow them, with the convenience of driving when you want to keep working out and getting their work in, to keep their NFL dream alive. It was a practical comment, not a hurtful one. Let's not all be offended all the time. We're okay. And if I'm in your Lyft, let's have a conversation. Let's talk a little bit. Let's spend some time. I once spoke to my high school, King George High School, after I went to college. They had me back. For what reason, I'm not really sure. And I remember the only comment I made when talking to the seniors that day that I remember is I said, never eat a lunch alone. And I'd realized in my freshman year at college that I would occasionally just, you know, be Steven Glansberg. Like, I don't know anyone around me, so I would go grab food and I'd sit down at a table. But there's just a bunch of kids that are the same age as me that are on campus going through the exact same things as me. So I started just sitting down with some stranger. And I'm like, hey, you mind if I sit here? And I would just make conversation. We'd talk for 10 minutes about whatever, and I'd go my separate way. Sometimes I met good buddies that way. Still hang out with people I met that way. But my advice was never eat alone. And my advice in those cars is have a conversation. Now, if you're a driver and you don't want to talk, that's another thing. I can feel that out pretty good, though. I generally understand where the blitz is coming from. Like, if I ask you a couple questions and you're terse and short with me, I know my guy does not want to talk today. Joe and Olney, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, Grant. Love the show. Just got off work. Heading down to Peel, Maryland to eat crabs and drink beer for the rest of the afternoon.
Winning off the field?
Thanks, Bruce. That's a terrible day. See, you left work early. Ugh, who wants to do that? And now you're going to eat crabs and drink beer? Gross. Good for you, man. That's how we do a little winning off the field on the Guillermo and Donnie radio program. Donnie will be back on Monday, don't you fear. We'll be back in a moment. The Beltway Blitz. J.P. Finley of CSN on the Redskins. Byron Kerr on the Nats, who are white hot. Coming up on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.